there are a number of issues, actually. But the main one is that the bill empowers officials who are just officials to declare any bit of information secret. And then anyone who prints that information would be liable to a very severe sentence. Secondly, the bill talks about national interest and national security without defining them. So these are so broad that they could be used to make anything inaccessible to the public. And the third one is that there's no proper right of appeal or channel of appeal, because the very people who you'd be appealing to are the ones who are responsible for making the ruling in the first instance. So these are some of the issues. And the main one, I think, is that we see it as going right back to where the National Party was under the days of apartheid, where they could also protect any information, not because it was a threat to the security of the state, but because they didn't like it to be known what they were doing behind closed doors. And we're suspecting that this could also be used in, it might not be the original intention of the bill, but it could be used by those who are not behaving properly. I think we do acknowledge that a degree of restriction of information is both legitimate and necessary. But we have grave misgivings about introducing or entrenching a culture of non-accountability and non-transparency on the part of state officials at all levels, where they could just simply say, this is a state secret, we can't get out that information. Those are the main issues that we are fighting about. It's taking us backwards to those dark days of apartheid, and it's reducing the possibilities of the general public having information passed on to them, which may be implicating top leaders in all kinds of scandals and scams and fraud and what have you.
It sounds like a real threat to press freedom. But South Africa has such a good constitution. The new constitution in South Africa, yes, has really been acclaimed universally as one of the
That's
best
right.
constitutions in the world.
Right.
It sounds so anti-constitutional.
Well, that's one of the strong arguments we have, that it's just unwise to have a bill like that, first of all. But then whether it will pass the constitutional test is another one. And that gives us a fair amount of confidence that the freedom of information, freedom of access to information, freedom of speech and all that, that those rights in the Constitution should protect us against this kind of thing. But you know, with a two-thirds majority in Parliament, anything is possible with a government that is out to, seemingly, to protect itself and keep itself from being exposed where it is doing wrong.
Yeah,
the good thing, though, Linda, I think, is the fact that there's been such an upsurge of resistance and protest about the bill, that they'd be really the biggest fools on earth if they were to try and push this thing through without a serious redrafting. And certainly without addressing the major issues that all kinds of people who are part of the struggle are bringing up now and saying, no, you're taking us back to those dark days again.
Are media operators very involved in voicing their...
They are very much so, yes. They feel very threatened, of course, and rightly so. But I think just ordinary citizens are feeling, if we don't get the information, how are we going to make decisions about who to vote for and who to do this, and how do we know that what the people we've got there are actually being honest and are doing things in our interest? You know, it's actually undermining, it's threatening the foundations of our democracy. But I think a democracy without a free press doesn't exist.